Do you know anybody that has an inconvenient fear? 312-946-4995.
The Scotty K Show on US 99.
April's your daughter afraid of the Easter Bunny?
She was for a while.
Yeah, that's such an inconvenient fear, you know? Do you know anybody that's afraid of elevators?
I don't.
I met somebody last week that is deathly afraid of elevators. So they have to take the stairs everywhere. Like, how inconvenient is, yeah, so inconvenient. And, you know, a long time ago, I took the elevator. We had a guest on the radio show, and I went to go down, and I get her to get her and bring her up. And now we were on, I think at the time, the 17th story. And she wasn't afraid of elevators, but she had bad vertigo, so she couldn't take elevators.
Oh.
So she took the stairs, and I was like, I feel like I have to also... You know?
Yeah.
So yeah. I took the stairs.
Can't leave her hanging.
Yeah. I was like, I feel like I have to also take the stairs. So I was like, well, that sucks a lot. It's just such an inconvenient fear. There's another one that I knew somebody at that used to be a camp counselor with me. And they had a fear of the number 8. Like, this is a legit fear. And I can't pronounce the phobia or whatever. It's like octophobia or something like that. So anything that has the letter 8 in it or comes in groups of 8, for some reason she like couldn't be around it and couldn't deal with it.
That's
so
bizarre.
Yeah, it was very weird. And so there were even times on highways she couldn't even exit if the exit number had an 8 in it. She had to go to the next
one.
Oh, no. I know.
That's so sad for her.
Yeah. Isn't that...
It should be a way to fix that. Counseling therapy or something.
I don't know. It's just such an inconvenient fear. Yeah, no doubt. So I thought we'd talk about inconvenient fears. I don't know if I'm going to find anybody. Like, do you have a fear of something or know somebody that does that is just really inconvenient? It makes things a little bit hard. Like, a fear of flying would be one, too, right? Like, I can't fly, so I got to drive everywhere. What's an inconvenient fear? It could be little. Could be a big fear. 312-946-4995. But it has caused inconvenient scenarios, like not being able to exit if it has an 8 in the number.
So my mom would go up an escalator, but she would not go down an escalator.
That's weird that she would use the escalator at all. What's the fear of going down? That she's going to fall forward, or?
I think so. I think that's what it was.
What if she just, do you ever suggest her standing backwards on it so she's looking up as she goes?
No, we didn't try to understand it. We just tried to get through it.
That's fair. So you guys had to find other ways down.
The security guard gave my mother his word that when she was ready to come down, he would turn the escalator off so she could walk down the stairs.
Wow, he turned it off for her. That's a commitment to the customer, I guess. Awesome. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
All right, Mike, someone have an inconvenient fear? What was it?
It was me. I was scared of elevators for about 4 or 5 years because I got stuck in one for 3 hours.
Oh, yeah, that would do it. So you had to take the stairs everywhere, huh? Now, did you make the other people that were with you take the stairs also, or did you do it on your own?
Nope, they wouldn't do it.
They wouldn't
be like, I'll see you on the top.
I would have left you too. Not going to lie. Thanks, Mike. Erica, you know someone with an inconvenient fear.
Yes. Entomophobia, the fear of bugs.
Okay, I get that. I don't like spiders that much, but what's the inconvenient scenario it caused?
We've had to leave restaurants. We've had to shut her in her room to kill a bug in the house.
Oh, wow. So yeah. It's not just that they can't touch or be close to them. It's like they can't be even in the same building as them.
Correct.
Wow.
Correct.
Yeah, that could be really inconvenient because every building has bugs.
Exactly.
Yes. don't tell her that, but it is the truth.